Welcome to Podcasting Smarter, the podcast for podcasters by podcasters. Podcasting Smarter is the official podcast from Podbean, featuring podcasting interviews, best practices, and helpful tips. We're here to give you the tools, resources, product updates, and news to help you get started podcasting and keep your podcast growing.
Welcome to Podcasting Smarter. In today's episode, we're honored to have Oliver Wellington, founder of Headliner, and Alyssa Craig, their marketing manager, sharing their wealth of knowledge. Headliner has transformed how podcasts are promoted, and we're delving into top strategies for making your podcast a standout success. From mastering visual engagement to navigating the ever-changing landscape of social media, Oliver and Alyssa bring insights directly to you. Whether you're just beginning your podcasting adventure or looking to elevate your existing show, this episode is brimming with practical, actionable tips. Stay with us to unlock the full potential of your podcast with insights from the forefront of podcast marketing innovation. Keep listening to discover key tactics that could revolutionize your approach to podcasting. Stay tuned, and here we go. Hi, guys. How's it going?
Good.
We're so excited that you've joined us here today. So for everybody out there who's not familiar with Headliner, it's a really incredible product that allows you to utilize your podcast episode and to create graphics and visual aids and even audiograms that help promote your podcast. So Oliver, can you tell us a little bit about Headliner, a little bit, maybe just for a second, about how the company started and what you guys do?
Sure. So we originally released a social audio app in 2015, quite some time ago, and it allowed people to connect and record short 5-minute interviews with each other and then share them. And so that app didn't really take off the way we wanted, but there was one little feature in it that everyone wanted, which was we allowed you to make a little promo clip from your recordings and then share it on social media. And basically, podcasters were starting to say, hey, can we just put our podcast into your app and share it on social media? And so we took the WMYC's open source audiogram generator and we hosted that, and we hosted it as a test. And pretty quickly, that test was getting more usage than our app within about 4 months. And so then we pivoted to just building Headliner. And so we've been working on this since 2018. And our main mission is to connect podcasts with their next great listener. And so we do this through a number of different products. Like you mentioned, we have our audiogram generator. We also have an automation tool where you link up your RSS feed. It'll get your podcast, including your entire back catalog, up to YouTube. And then we have some new products as well. Disco, which is a publisher widget. It goes on an article page on a publisher and it takes their podcasts and displays relevant podcast clips that are related to the article there. So that's been great in terms of getting that audience from the publishers to these podcasts that are often a little bit forgotten on the web because audio is not a visual medium naturally. So it is a little bit of a challenge for a lot of podcasts to get found on the internet. And so we're basically just building all the tools you need to get your podcast on the web and discoverable by people. And so that's the rough overview of Headliner.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to talk a little bit about the most effective strategies you guys have seen for promoting podcasts, because that's primarily how people use Headliner. You guys have so many tools and you really help podcasters meet their discoverability goals and, like you said, help people find the podcast that they love. So maybe both of you guys can answer this. What are the most effective strategies you've seen for promoting podcasts in the current digital landscape?
What I always like to say to this question is the most effective strategy for a podcaster is going to be the one that you can be consistent with, no matter what. It's basically like, hey, what do you think you're capable of doing? And then what are you going to keep doing and continually doing so that you build that audience? Sorry, Alyssa, jumped in. I know you're going to take this one, but I just wanted to say that we're going to say a lot of different things, but take it with a grain of salt because you really should do what you feel is the thing for you.
Yeah, exactly. No two podcasts are alike and nobody has the same strategy. So do whatever works best for you. Right now, actually, we've been rebooting our own podcast. So I can speak in terms of what's been really beneficial for us. Right now, it's YouTube and audiograms, kind of the crux of our company. So we rebooted our podcast over the past 90 days. And with that, we've been using audiograms to promote it on YouTube and video first platforms like TikTok and Instagram. And with that, we've actually garnered over 22,000 impressions just with audiograms alone. So that's been really awesome for us. We've also been using our new tool, which is called Eddy. And Eddy allows for us to do some really quick, easy optimizations. That's via transcript, via file naming, episode art. We even get some nice like social copy things. So it makes my job super easy as a marketing manager that's in control of posting all of this stuff. And with that, I said we got the 22,000 impressions. That's probably 15 minutes work per week for me. So doing stuff like the audiograms, and then also, like Oliver said, no two podcasts are alike. So doing what works best for you. Overall, I would say just engaging with your audience, figuring out where they are, how they like to listen, what's important to them. So really digging into those analytics is going to be really important for most podcasts. Just keeping up with it, using more of an omni-channel approach, wherever you're finding your listeners are engaging, and just really developing a strong presence, social media, online, wherever you and your listeners are.
Yeah, absolutely. And Oliver, I love what you said about not being everywhere at once in terms of that personal bandwidth. We talk about that all the time here at Podbean. Shout out to our director of content, John Kiernan. I think that's his personal catchphrase, personal bandwidth, because it's something where if you can't do something sustainably, your audience can't depend on it, right? And so there's that psychological promise that you make when you say, okay, I'm going to release an episode every Tuesday or every Thursday or every other week. And when they don't see you in that space, they don't know where to find you, or they lose a little bit of that trust psychologically. So it's a really interesting one. And Alyssa, I love what you said about making sure that you're on social and you're in the places where your audience is, because each audience is going to be in different places for each podcaster. So that's really important as well. I want to talk next about visuals, because what Headliner does is really unique in terms of taking that episode art or taking unique graphics for each episode and pairing them with the audio in a really engaging way. So can you guys both tell us how visuals play a role in enhancing podcast discoverability? Not necessarily video, but visuals. And what are some creative ways that podcasters are using visuals these days?
Sure. So there's a number of different things out there that I've found interesting. One is if you look at some of the stuff Wondery is doing and what they share to YouTube and online, they'll use looping GIFs, like very high quality looping GIFs or GIFs, whatever you prefer, to just create these more visually appealing things that are out there. So I think that's one thing that's been interesting. Another cool thing is the Apple now is supporting not only episode art in the podcasting app, but also chapter art. And so getting it into your feed is a little bit of a process. But once you've done that, when someone's playing that on their podcasting app, it'll cycle through the image based on what part of the episode they're in. So I think that's another way that the podcasting industry is moving towards supporting visuals in its native listening places, which is great. But yeah, Alyssa, did you have some other things you wanted to mention?
Right now, like I said, we do have Eddy, and that does release AI-generated episode art. So I've actually been seeing a lot of podcasters, they're not necessarily always using it for episode art, just because they do have a template that works well for them, works well for their podcast and their audience, but they are repurposing it and using it on social media. So we've seen a couple of podcasters expand where their presence is online and get more into social media or LinkedIn even, with some of those static images. And that's just through that chapter in the episode art. So that's really awesome. That's something that AI has done. It probably takes 2 minutes to do. So it's just a very easy asset. And that also allows people to mix and match, keep their feed fresh and engaging for all sorts of different ears and eyes.
Yeah, absolutely. I think nowadays in podcasting, AI is the coolest new thing, right? We just launched Podbean AI, and everybody is using AI in different ways, right? Depending on what your core product is, what your core audience is for that product, especially when you're a podcast service-based business. So, Alyssa, you mentioned Eddy briefly. Can you guys talk a little bit about AI and how you guys are implementing AI, maybe specifically with Eddy, but overall at Headliner?
Yeah, so there's a couple of different ways that Headliner specifically uses AI. So within our audiogram tool, we call it Make. We have always had that clipping technology that Oliver's talked about. So you can start an automation of your podcast, set it and forget it, and choose your different lengths, your aspect ratios. So like I said, whatever platform or online presence you want to establish, you can create an automation for that. But it'll actually batch create content for you. So you'll get 10 different clips, captions. So they're also more accessible and everything. But that's just one of the ways that we first started using AI ahead of when we started releasing all of these other AI features more within Eddy. So Eddy right now, that is really where we've put a lot of this different AI into. So we have the AI generated episode art, and these are all found within the promo pack. It's a free tool for podcasters to use. Super awesome. So you get 4 different options for episode art with that. And then you also get over 10 keywords, different quotes, depending on whatever your podcast is about. It'll kind of pull those interesting nuggets. So you can copy and paste, chop them up, use them however you should so choose. References as well. And then we also have the different show notes with the episode chapters as well. So it just really makes for very easy, quick optimization. So you can just download your transcript, download your promo pack, and then pair it with your audiogram, and you have an entire full YouTube episode that's ready to go and fully optimized for SEO as well.
Very cool. Yeah, it's something where I think for a lot of podcasters out there, the idea of being able to do something sustainably, and Oliver, this is what you were talking about before, right? It's something where if you can't do it on a regular basis, it can be difficult. And when you're thinking of a podcast, a lot of the time when you have that excitement, you're launching a show, you're not necessarily thinking, okay, every week for the next foreseeable future, for the next year at least, or however long I have the show, I'm going to be writing show notes. I'm going to be creating audiograms. And I think a lot of that comes down to personal bandwidth. And there's so many tools these days that can really help. So that's such a great one. I love that.
Mm-hmm. The whole thesis behind Headliner is essentially that podcasters don't really want to do all the things we provide. They don't actually want to create the social assets. They don't want to write the show notes. For most podcasters, it's not their main job.
Yeah.
You're talking about something you're doing in addition to your work and your family. And so then you do the actual core product, which is very difficult to create, which is the podcast itself. And then you have to do all the work around it. And so everything we build is to try to minimize the amount of work and sometimes remove the work that podcasters need to do to at least make sure they're getting their podcast out there and discoverable by people on the internet. And so it's kind of a funny place to be sometimes because a lot of people will log into Headliner, set up automations, and then they don't really log back in again. Like they're getting their automations, they're getting up onto YouTube and all those things. And we're happy with that. But it's funny when we release new features, sometimes we have to remind people, hey, just log back in and check out all the new stuff because they basically got something that's working so well for them. I hate to say it, but it's like set it and forget it in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Like the easy bake oven.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very similar with podcasting at Podbean with monetization. We talk about that all the time. Podcasters don't go into podcasting because they want to learn about podcast ads, right?
Yeah.
They don't go into podcasting because they want to learn about DSPs and SSPs and CPMs and all the acronyms that come with ad serve. But with programmatic, you sign up and automatically the ads are inserted into your podcast. It's a set it and forget it thing. So I think for podcasters out there, for everybody out there listening, there are tools out there, right? You don't have to do everything and reinvent the wheel every week with your podcast. So if you are facing something where you're looking at, oh gosh, I really want to have content. I want to have assets to promote my podcast. I want to have audiograms, but I don't want to have to recreate them every week. I think it's something that is really an incredible tool.
Thank you so much for joining us for this episode of Podcasting Smarter. If you have any podcasting questions or want to get in touch, send us an email at podcastingsmarter@podbean.com. Thanks so much and happy podcasting.